We have a motion to approve the on-duty disability application 2024-1D with no future medical recall. Can we make that motion?
Make a motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Next, we have item 10. We have a motion, Executive Director of Performance Evaluation, Amel Kelly, and this would be to approve an increase of 3.04% on the Executive Director's compensation for 2024. We have a motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Kelly, anything on the Executive Director's report?
No.
Okay. And we have a motion to adjourn the regular meeting.
Make a motion.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We'd now like to reconvene the supplemental meeting. Any public comment? Great. Okay. We have the minutes from the December meeting. Any questions? If not, we have a motion.
So moved.
Second?
All second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And then anything regarding, I know Brenda mentioned, and I saw in there, the actuarial report. Any questions or comments on that? If not,
I have I'd like to just do a little summary for you on that one because, and I won't take long, but I would like to say in the past when we've done the regular evaluation, Siegel has also prepared one slide on the supplemental evaluation, but in December when Siegel came, the supplemental evaluation wasn't done. So instead of having them come back, I just wanted to give you the highlights of the supplemental evaluation. We received it just prior to Christmas. The BDO is reviewing it now. I don't anticipate there to be any problems with that. And just a reminder, the supplemental plan covers the excess salary for any police or fire member that is above the civil service rank. We, the first end of the chief plan or the chief level. The evaluation is included in the materials at page 73. There's absolutely no surprises in the evaluation. The supplemental plan has 52 active members, two of which are in drop. It has 149 retirees or beneficiaries. It shares the investments with the regular plan. So in 2022, it had a loss of 11.64%. It's currently 38.65% funded, which isn't great, but it we adopted, working with the city, a funding policy for that plan in 2019 as required by the PRB guidelines, and we've been following that. So the city pays the ADC on the supplemental plan, and at the time we adopted it, the funding policy, it was going to be funded in 20 years. So currently, that plan is scheduled to be 100% funded in 14 years from now. So the funding level is not great, but full funding in 14 years is very good. Total plan assets, $16.6 million. Liabilities, $43 million. The unfunded is $26 million, not a lot. The city contributes, as I said, to ADC every year. This year, the contribution was $3.7 million. Last year, it was $2.8 million, so it's a pretty big increase in percentage. That plan is very volatile because of the small number of people in it. So demographics really swing it if we hire in a chief from outside or, you know, depending on what happens there, or investment terms really impact it. So that's why you see the big increase. But generally, that's really supplemental plan. Any questions on that? Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So
who wins the bet? I mean, Kelly, 11.01. We have a motion to approve the issuance of the January 1st, 2023 supplemental actuarial evaluation report. Subject to final report by the auditors, BDO, and review and approval by the executive director. A motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have a motion to adjourn the supplemental meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.